Good Monday morning, my peeps. It's Yo Adrian Talks. And today I want to talk about insanity. Yeah, I do. I had a huge revelation in working with different coaches and just in general with my business this week and some other people. It's crazy how we all get complacent sometimes, like in our business, right? We're doing all the things. It's going well. It's amazing. And maybe we decide to do a little less or not as much because it's going so well, right? And then all of a sudden we stop and we look at things and we wonder, why are we not doing as well as we were? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Why are things not the way they used to be? It was growing or it was whatever. And now it's just kind of staying the same or it's not exactly the way I want it, right? I've worked with people, I've watched people, I've seen it in my own business. This is really common, right? You're doing amazing things because you implemented maybe something new, something different, and you're soaring. Like good things are happening and life is amazing. And so you sit back and you coast for a while. But you have to remember you can only coast for a short period of time, right? Because a bird has to flap its wings to get up again to soar. And same with you. People want to just stop, like, oh, I can just, do the bare minimum or just kind of let it ride. And you can't do that because when you stop working and you expect your business or your team or everything to keep going, it doesn't, right? So when you want different results, when you're seeing something happen, you have to go back to what you were doing or do something different. Because as the podcast last week we talked about with Becky Launder, like things are always changing. So maybe you weren't coasting, maybe you're working the same amount, but things aren't going the same. It could be because of changes and what's going on in your industry, your business, your products, whatever it is. So you've got to constantly be thinking of different things that maybe you could do, because the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and expect different results. And literally this week, it like hit me like a brick. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true that people keep doing the same thing and going, I don't understand, right? Like you're wondering, oh, I want to make more money. I want to grow my business or my team, right? So you just keep doing the same thing. Like, I'm going to keep making the calls. I'm going to keep having one party a month. I'm going to keep doing this, but you're not getting different results because you're doing that same thing. So the same results are happening. And it was just like, oh my gosh, I've been doing the same thing in my business and I haven't switched it up in a while. And I was like, right, I was being insane. I'm doing the same things and going, why is my business the same, right? And I hear this a lot in coaching. I hear the words, nothing works. I'm trying, or I asked everyone. Okay. These are three of the main ones I hear. And I have to laugh every time I hear it because other people can't be doing well if nothing works. And if you're trying, that doesn't mean you're doing, right? Action and want are two very different things. And when they say, I've asked everyone, I know that's not true because there are too many people in this world that you could have asked everybody. So, when people say, I've asked everyone, I always go, how many people have you asked? And it's like maybe five people or less sometimes. So, how do we change this insanity, right? Like, how do we change these words? How do we change what's going on? Because that's what we all want, right? Like, we all want things to go different. Like, obviously, even when your business is soaring, you want it to keep soaring, right? You want to keep going. So, how do you do that? So, one of my crazy stories that I remember when I first started to sponsor, now, mind you, I'd done no mindset work, nothing. And people just kept saying, well, if you just ask people, you'll sponsor. And so I finally was like, because this is me, this is who I was at the time. Well, I was like, fine, I'm just going to prove you wrong because I'm stubborn and I know that you're wrong. So I'm going to ask everybody at my first party who's, if anybody's interested in doing what I do, and I'm going to prove to you that that's not, that it doesn't work, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm asking people, and a couple people come and they're like, no, I'm not interested. I'm like, yeah, okay. So finish out checking them out. Next person. Then all of a sudden somebody says yes. And I'm like, okay, we'll finish checking you out. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did you just say yes? And sure enough, I started talking to her and she was interested. And it's funny because during the party, she was quieter. She didn't seem very engaged. She didn't seem very interested. And so as I was talking to her, it's because she was thinking about it. She was sitting there. She wasn't really, she was observing and thinking about, like, is this something I want to do? So a couple things happened here. One, I realized that being stubborn isn't always the smart way to go, because clearly once I started asking people, people said yes. The other thing is, you can't always take what you see as reality. You don't know what's going on in their head, right? So this made me change a lot of things in my business. This one little moment changed this party, changed everything, because I realized, one, I always assume I know what people are thinking, and you sure as heck don't. And two, that if I don't listen to other people and what works for them and try new things, I'm going to keep getting the same results. And needless to say, when I started doing this, I ended up in the top 10 in the nation for many years in a row because of this, because I tried to prove this person wrong and realize, oh my gosh, I was the definition of insanity. I was doing the same thing, like, oh, I'll just sit here and somebody will come to me and they'll want to do what I do, right? And then I proved me wrong. I was the one that was crazy. Like, I thought they were crazy. I was crazy. And it really made me change a lot of things in the way I did my business, this one little encounter. I started asking everybody if you've ever thought about doing what I do. And you know what was amazing about it? Is so many people don't even know you have something to offer, or there are people in our industry that don't want somebody to join because they live too close or whatever. And we all know how I feel about that, because until everybody in your local grocery store buys from you, you have people you can still sell to. So to me, or that's for me, but for you, jewelry store, clothing store, skincare store, whatever it is, all of those things, right? Like, you still have someone to sell to. So I think it's so interesting how that some people worry about asking to join your team because they don't want to, you know, take away customers from you or something like that. So again, you don't know what other people are thinking until you ask. You have to ask. And if they say no, it's not personal. We've talked about that tons of times too. So I just really wanted to talk about this on this podcast, because after last week with Becky Launder and talking about change, I realized all of us fight change so much, right? Like, we have something that's working and then maybe it's not, and people don't want to change. They don't want to accept that changes are happening or whatever. And that's what's hindering them from moving forward. That's the insanity, is they're not going, hey, I could try this or try that or try something new, and something could change drastically in your business, like it did for me. I didn't barely have a team. I did this to prove my upline wrong. All of a sudden it started working. And then I'm in the top 10 in the nation, right? I was just a person who didn't believe I could sponsor at that time. And then I changed it by doing something different, by not being insane and doing the same thing over and over. And so I just really wanted you guys to think about your business. Think about something that you've been doing that's working or not working, or was working but doesn't seem to be. And think about, what else could you do, right? Like, what have you been doing? What could you do a little differently? And that's been my key question to myself as I was thinking about this. Every time I'm doing something, if I'm not getting the results, what could I do a little differently, right? Like, I realized in my customer care, I've got to ask more questions. If I want them to respond, I need to ask a question. I can't just make a statement and expect someone to respond. Because if I make a statement to you, like, look at the clouds, you don't need to respond to me, right? There's nothing you have to say. But when I ask a question like, have you looked at the clouds? You're going to say yes or no, right? So it's funny how anything you're doing, you can just tweak a little bit and it can give you completely different results. And so I really think it's so important for us to analyze what we're doing, what's working, but then also know that something that works today, like Becky said, might not work. Like, what's happening on Facebook, you can't control what they're changing, right? But you can control what you're going to do to move forward with your business that way. And so I really loved that. And it really hit me talking with other people this week and watching people who don't want to change. it's almost like I said, insanity. You're shooting yourself in the foot if you can't change with what's going on, if you can't adapt. If we all did the same thing we did forever ago, we would have no growth. We would have nothing, right? Like if I would have kept doing what I was doing, I would not have a team and I would not be sponsoring. So what I would love for you to do is come to the group and share, what would you do differently if you're, you know, in your business to stop your insanity if you're having it? And even if you're not, is there something you've always wanted to do that you just haven't done to get new results in your business? Because I really believe that all of us could just tweak one little thing and life can change completely. So please come and share with us. I would love to hear, because I think also what different people do can help each other, right? Like one little thing that you might do different might inspire someone else to try something new. And that's what all of this is about, is helping each other. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter what business you're trying to build. We're business owners and so much of it is the same. So much of what we do is the same. And I love hearing what people are doing to push their business forward. And remember, we're all going to do our businesses differently, right? You're going to show up authentically you. So when somebody does something, you might do something similar, but it's going to be like change to you, because that's how it works. That's what you do. You put your spin on it. So I would love for you guys to come and share what have maybe been a little insane that you've been doing, and what's that one little thing you could do differently? So until next week, you guys, when Yo Adrian talks, realize the power is within you. Hey, everybody, I'm so excited. My Yo for Life class has been going amazing. And now every student will get their own login so you can do the lessons when you want to help your mindset and move your business forward. I also have individual coaching all up on my website, yoadriantalks.com. Click on the coaching. And when you do the one-on-one coaching, you also get access to the Yo for Life class. So I would love to help you create the life you've always dreamed of by realizing the power is within you.